Divi.
A 6-2 victory over Souk Celtic FC last weekend had Cowichan Axis FC on a high going into their Friday, October 4th home game against the Lakehill Victoria Painters. Devon Jack scored the lone goal in a 3-1 loss to the Lakers, however, leaving Cowichan stuck on one win, one draw, and three losses headed into play on Friday, October 11th against Nanaimo United on the road. The team will be led by Michael Daniels, who sits fourth in league scoring with four goals. Selects: Cowichan FC played in front of their home fans for the first time this year on September 22, dropping a 2-1 decision to Nanaimo United Premier. They were looking to bounce back on the road against Gorge FC team Sales but fell short 3-0. Another home game this past Sunday had Lakehill FC visiting, and while the result was better, the output was the same, with Cowichan not hitting the back of the net in a scoreless draw. Despite not yet securing a victory this season, the team sits second in the standings with two ties and two defeats. A challenge is ahead on October 11th as Cowichan travels to play the league-leading Saanich Fusion Susans. Masters. After a 1-1 tie with the CS Fernwood Zagodans on September 28th, in which Alan Kane scored, the Steelheads traveled to play Juan de Fuca Pacific on October 5th in Langford, and once again it was Kane with the lucky boot. His second goal in as many games wasn't enough to propel the Steelheads over Juan de Fuca, as Cowichan came away with a 4-1 loss. They'll look to bounce back at noon on October 13th with a home game against the Saltspring 035s. Meanwhile, the Cowichan 49ers had a weekend off following their 8-0 shellacking of the Prospect Lake Lakers on September 21st and following a 1-1 result in a friendly with Division 3's Cowichan Oak FC. They were ready to go October 5th when they visited Bays United FC in Victoria. The practice paid off with a 2-1 victory with goals by team leader Joe Akar and Blair Storick. The 49ers look for their fourth straight win after the Thanksgiving break when they'll welcome the Lakehill Masters to the Sherman Road Turf on October 19th at 6 p.m. 030 Women. The Cowichan Cougars didn't play last weekend but the weekend before they suffered a 3-2 loss to the Prospect Lake Lakers. Carly Shalito and Shane Williams scored in the loss. The team had hoped to rebound on October 6th at home when Castaways United MA visited the Sherman Road Turf, but it wasn't meant to be. Castaways scored in the 14th minute and never looked back, defending their home soil with a 3-0 win. The Cougars will regroup over the Thanksgiving break and reconvene on October 18th for an away match against Gorge FC. Div. 3. A 0-0 draw September 22 against Gorge FC had Cowichan Oak FC itching for a goal on September 28 against the Lakehill Reds at the Sherman Road Turf. While they did get their goal, Brandon Tolfo scored in the 21st minute, the Reds were able to score two, handing Oak a 2-1 loss. A friendly against the Cowichan 49ers ahead of their next league game resulted in a 1-1 draw but gave Oak some confidence ahead of their October 6th match against Bays United on October 6th in Victoria. The result didn't come, though, as Oak fell 5-0 to the home team. A home game on October 12th will see the Oak welcome Campbell River to the Sherman Road Turf at 6 p.m. Div. 3 Women. After a 4-1 drubbing at the hands of Souk United on September 21, the Storm played to a 1-1 home tie over Juan de Fuca TD at the Sherman Road Turf. Marissa Morris scored Cowichan's lone goal in the tie while Kelsey Thorne had the Storm's goal in the loss. On October 6, the team visited Salt Spring for an afternoon match. Singles from Grace Fuzik and Kelsey Thorne and a brace from Aaron Greaves gave the Storm a 4-2 win. The Storm welcome Gorge FC at 4 p.m. on October 19th at the Sherman Road Turf. Div. V. In 5th Division play, Cowichan FC won their second in a row on September 28, beating Juan de Fuca United 4-0 on a hat-trick from team scoring leader and VISL Week 4 Player of the Week, Cole Erickson, and a single from Christopher Lampson for good measure. Looking to make it three wins in a row, Cowichan traveled to Finlayson Park to play FC Sagers on October 5th. This time Brody Devereaux was the hero for Cowichan, scoring twice in a 3-1 win. Brandon Wright had Cowichan's other goal. Up next for Cowichan is an October 11th contest with the Mid-Isle Mariners at the Sherman Road Turf. Kickoff is 7:30 p.m.